Reading from Canto 10, Chapter 36, Shlok 18 and 19. Nishamya tad bhojapati kopat prachalitendriya nishatam ashim adatta वासुदेव जिगामस्य निशाम्य तद्भज भोजपति कोपात् प्रचलितेन्द्रिया निशातम् असिमादत्त वासुदेव जिगामस्य निशाम्य तद् भोजपति कोपात् प्रचलितेन्द्रिया निशातम् असिमादत्त वासुदेव जिगामस्य निशाम्य तद् भोजपति कोपात् प्रचलितेन्द्रिया निशात्मसमीदत्ता वासुदेव जिगांसया निशम्य तद् भोजपति कोपात् प्रचलितेन्द्रिया निशातम् अभिषिक्तः वासुदेवं जिगामस्य माताजीस् निशाम्य तद् भोजपति कोपात् प्रचलितेन्द्रिया निशातम् असिमादत्त Vasudeva Jigamsaya. Translation by devotees of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Nishamya, hearing, tat, that, Bhojapati, the lord of the Bhoja dynasty, Kamsa, Kopat, out of anger, Prachalita, disturbed, indriya, his senses, nishatam, sharp, asim, a sword, adatta, took up, vasudev, jigamashya, with desire to kill vasudev. Translation, upon hearing this, the master of the bhoja became furious and lost control of his senses. He picked up a sharp sword to kill Vasudeva. Text 19. But Narad restrained Kamsa by reminding him that it was the two sons of Vasudeva who would cause his death. Kamsa then had Vasudeva and his wife shackled in iron chains. Purport. Kamsa realized that there was no use in killing Vasudev. Since it was Vasudev's sons, Krishna and Balram, who were to kill him. According to the Acharyas, Narad also advised Kamsa that if he killed Vasudev, the two young boys might flee and that it was therefore better not to kill him. Rather, Narad recommended Kamsa should bring Krishna and Balram to Kamsa's capital city, Mathura. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that Narad did not act inimically towards the great devotee Vasudev and Devaki when he revealed this information to Kamsa. In fact, he explained in the 11th, as explained in the 11th canto, Vasudev was grateful to Narad because he was arranging for Kamsa's death at Krishna's hands and further arranging for Krishna to come and live in Mathura where his loving father could associate with him. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मितां तेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांकितं। वन्देहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपसागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि नमः। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। In the shlok, previous shlok, there is a word which expresses that Kamsa was very much angry, kopat, out of anger. Let us discuss some aspects of anger which is described through the words of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In medical books, the anger, the location of anger is explained that anger arises from brain, the frontal portion of brain, which is called as orbitofrontal cortex. That particular area, to simplify, is that right above our eye sockets, in front of our what we call as frontal portion of our head, lowermost. That area is from where the anger arises. And that area of brain is connected with the emotions of reward and punishment. Certain chemicals which are found to be increased in the body when anger arises. Anger arises out of being offended, being wronged, or being denied of something. And these three type of emotions increases the tendency to react through retaliation. And for that type of activity, response connected with anger, body produces certain type of hormones which increases this type of activity. What happens when anger arises? It is mentioned that facial and that the muscles of face and entire body get affected by anger. Face becomes flushed, jaws become clenched, and eyebrow muscles move inwards and downwards, fixing a hard stare on target. Nostrils flare, arms get raised, feet get squared off, and generally it is described these particular emotions in a person like a hot fluid in a container. We see in our beautiful paintings of Srimad Bhagavatam that when Kamsa is about to kill Mother Devaki, all these emotions are very beautifully expressed in Kamsa. He's angry, his one arm is raised, he's about to strike with angry look on Mother Devaki. Let us understand how this anger is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahmaji, it is explained in 3rd canto, 12th chapter, 5th shloka, that Brahmaji, after creating this universe, he initially created nations and he was not satisfied. After that, he created 4 Kumaras for procreation on this planet and all the planetary systems. However, all 4 Kumaras were extremely advanced in spiritual knowledge and they did not want it to enter into family life. Hence, they refused the order of their father. As per the Vedic system, father who provides his son birth, name and all other necessity of material life, son gets obliged to follow father's instructions. However, in Vedic system it is explained that for the higher purpose, for the higher cause, son and father both are not entitled to follow this rule when it is meant to pursue the higher purpose of Krishna consciousness. However, when Kumaras refused, Brahmaji became very, very angry. And he became so much angry that it was difficult for him to control. However, because Kumaras were great Vaishnavas, he couldn't express his anger. It is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krodham Yurvishyaham. That means it was too much for Brahmaji to control his anger. A question may come that how come such an advanced personality like Brahmaji can get affected by anger? It is described that he is a director in charge of mode of passion of material nature, and it is natural for him to become angry. He tried to curb his anger, however, it came out between his eyebrows, bruvoh madhyat. We realize here how much our spiritual knowledge, Vedic knowledge, is how much advanced. Even from the medical point of view, we just now read that medical books describe that anger is located just above, in between 2 eyes. And here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly explained that anger arises from Brahmaji in between 2 eyes. Anger, that anger which came out in the form of a small baby. And what was the color of that baby? Because it was a combination of passion and ignorance, the color of the baby was a blue and red. It was combined. It is said, Srila Prabhupada writes, that face of anger is same, whether it is exhibited due to ignorance or whether it is exhibited because of knowledge. This child which came out from Brahmaji's eyebrows, this child started crying very, very loudly and with great anxiety. Loudly, rurodha, the word is mentioned. And great anxiety word is mentioned is udvega. So Brahmaji named this child as Rudra. This child started asking for a place to reside, and Brahmaji gave him a place. Bhagavad Gita mentions that krodha or anger is the most formidable enemy of the conditioned soul, which arises out of mode of passion, from which lust arises and from which krodha arises. This krodha is most sinful and inimical passion, and it is represented as ahankara or false egocentric attitude of thinking oneself to be all in all. Where does this anger arise from? Where does this begin? It begins from heart. From the heart, it spreads to the various senses like eyes, legs, and hands. It comes out through the nose, through the air.